Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Holly on He Said, She Said for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Holly and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 5. In the last edition of SNU, I introduced my new equation for health, H equals NF squared. H stands for health, N for nutrition, and F for fitness. If we take the product of nutrition and fitness, or N times F, and square that value, NF squared, we get optimum health. Guaranteed. Optimum health is where it's at. It's the point. It's the spirit and the letter of the law united. It's what everyone says they want. However, it's something very few people seem to have or are able to enjoy. Imagine a life without physical, mental, or emotional pain. Imagine a life with less suffering, less disability, and less disease. Do you think it's possible? I do, and that's why I do everything I can to stay well. Who wants to be sick and disabled if you don't have to be? This past week was very special as I participated in the birth process of my grandson, Maxwell Jameson Kennedy. Max is the son of Tim Kennedy and my firstborn daughter, Daisy, and believe me, he's a wonderful little specimen. Looking at his beautiful little body reminds me of how most of us start out in a relatively pure and pristine state. But we also know, as Francis Collins states in his book, DNA, The Language of Life, that we are all flawed mutants. Collins was the director of the Human Genome Project, and it's true. We're all born with flaws and quirks in our DNA, the blueprint from which all of our 400 trillion cells are made. Now, all parents who love their kids know that children, in spite of the hardships of raising them, are the world's greatest natural resource. If you're a parent or have ever visited a mother in the hospital after she has given birth, you'll notice that everyone involved wants to confirm first and above all that the child is healthy and well. Why? Well, the answer is self-evident. Everybody concerned wants the young child to have a good start and to be free of any major impediments or physical limitations. But in experiencing this myself just recently, as in 1 week ago, it makes me think, why do so many of us lose touch with the significance of our own personal health and welfare? If the health of a newborn is so important to everyone at the beginning, why does our own individual health lose its significance along the way of life itself? Why do people dispose of themselves, lose health and vitality as a result, and yet worry about the health of others? Why do so many of us neglect our health? Why do we take it for granted? One thing is obvious. Humans must be taught how to live well, because we're not born with that information embedded in our brains. Maxwell has no idea how he got here or where, in fact, here even is. Sounds like many adults who struggle with this same state of not knowing. Believe me, knowing is better than not knowing, especially when it's based on the foundation of science, which is the search for truth. Health management for humans must be taught to humans by humans. Monkeys can't teach you how to live. We have to learn. We have to be driven by the desire to want to learn. But when we're young, we have to have humans that are living for health and wellness, teaching us why they're doing what they're doing and how to do what they're doing. That's how we learn. That's how we advance as a species. If you haven't watched the documentary Zeitgeist 3, then I would really encourage you to do so. It makes everything so clear and obvious concerning human life on this planet and why there's so many people that are in such a state of chaos when it comes to their own personal health and welfare. We really are products of our environment, and cutting-edge neurobiological science proves to what degree this is so true. Ignorance is not bliss. On this edition of Clinical Review, I'll return to the principles of sports nutrition that we have been reviewing together recently. The last one we discussed was nutrition, so let's continue with PSN number 7, exercise. This is one of my favorite topics, pastimes and hobbies, but of course, I say that pretty much about everything I do and talk about. Exercise is not an option. That for sure is one of my favorite quotes. Get that clear, download it into your brain, believe in that as a truism. Exercise is not an option, so that your autonomic nervous system will understand that clearly and jumpstart you into jumping out of bed and getting to the gym. Exercise is a state of mind and a consciousness. Like health and nutrition, they're all connected. They're dependent on each other. Someone once asked me, Corey, what's more important, exercise or nutrition? The answer is they're both absolutely critical, essential, and when homogenized and mixed correctly and combined essentially, they equate to optimum health and excellent function. Remember, H equals NF squared. There is a difference between exercise and physical activity. Exercise is structured. It's something that you measure the effects of. It's something that you devote yourself to as a science. And the outcome of your exercise program should give you excellent and total physical fitness, which ideally you learn to transfer out into real life. That's where the value is. You go to the gym, or you sprint, you do plyometrics, or you skill train for your sport, and all of that combined with the weight training, the stretching, and the cardio gives you excellent form and function. You nourish your body. You maximize the energy within the cell for recovery, so you can do it again and again, and ultimately what you do is create the same kind of body and mind that the Spartans had and were famous for. A body that is resilient to stress, that can stand up to the test of time, and that has the inherent strength and vitality that we all need to call upon in our lives at various times, and especially when we least expect it. We live in a society that appears to be terrified of physical work. We'll do almost anything not to move. We'll take the elevator instead of the stairs, and we'll park as close to the entrance of the shopping mall, as close as we can, even if that means screaming and yelling and fighting over the spot or running someone over in a wheelchair in the process. Some people will even steal the parking stalls dedicated to the handicapped. I mean, here's an example of the insanity of humanity. Our children are obese. Face it, they're getting fatter and fatter. And what is the limit? How heavy can a 10-year-old really get to? They're inactive and they're sedentary and they need to be out there moving. That's the obvious answer. When I was a young lad, I spent very little time inside the house. I was outside every waking moment, and that's exactly where I wanted to be, rain or shine. Let me out of here. I want to get out. It's freedom out there. There were no computers and no high-tech gadgets. We had to create our own playthings with whatever resources we could find outside. We built forts, we chased gophers, we had our bikes, we lived outside, we walked everywhere, and we definitely did not get a ride to school. Lots of motion. Exercise is a technology. You can refer to it as an exercise physiology. In university, they teach a science called kinesiology, and it's all about energy and muscle cells and fibers and filaments and learning about the forces associated with muscle contraction and the flow of blood and energy and oxygen provision. It's very complex stuff, and it's definitely a science. So exercise is a science. Not enough people know what exercise really is and how it can benefit human longevity and quality of life. There are still many who believe that exercise does nothing except make you feel good. Well, it certainly does, but there's a whole lot more to it than that. It's a powerful medicine, and it's more reliable than any synthetic drug that Big Pharma can come up with. During our RV tour in the western United States, we made it to Texas, what a state, and eventually to the Cooper Institute in Dallas. That was a remarkable experience to see how someone full of enthusiasm and desire can take an idea and make such a fantastic point. And the point that Dr. Kenneth Cooper made is that exercise can reduce blood pressure, it can improve blood flow through the vascular system and arteries, it can change your body, it can enhance your wellness, and it can strengthen your immune system. And all of this is backed by scientific evidence. Exercise can do some extraordinary things when it comes to helping people in need, people who are weak and frail and lacking the structure that they could or would have if they actually exercised on a regular basis. At the end of the day, exercise should have an anabolic effect. That means it's going to increase growth and protect cells from shrinking, as opposed to overall having a catabolic effect. For example, if you run long distance like 10K or longer, at the end of that run, your testosterone levels are going to be lower than when you started, because running by itself, not sprinting, but running long distance, is catabolic. You elevate cortisol that impairs the production of testosterone. And when you have a high cortisol, low testosterone ratio, you are going to be in trouble. However, at the end of weight training for, say, 15 minutes, the opposite effect will occur. Your testosterone levels will be higher than when you started because the effects of the weight training, the resistance training, are anabolic. The net effect of exercise should be to improve your health and performance. That's the name of the game. It should not injure, waste, or destroy you. There certainly is an exhaustion component to exercise, but when it's controlled and tapered and periodized correctly, it works out just fine. This is what exercise is all about. It's a technology to help us sustain our lives. Like a computer or a television or a rocket ship, there's a science to it. There's a way to do it right, and there's a way to do it wrong. If you learn how to do something the wrong way, you're not going to get the results or achieve the goals that you have in mind. You've got to apply the technology correctly. But you've got to learn what the technology is. Most people in public gyms have never been taught how to exercise correctly, and it's pretty obvious by watching them. They've never received professional instruction, because the gyms don't demand it or require it, from people who know how to train correctly, who train themselves, and who also understand nutrition science. For more details regarding how to exercise correctly, please refer to my audiobook in my Corey Hawley series, 5 Steps to Health. I think that training 5 days a week, which is what I do, 1 hour each day, 5 components, 5 phases, 5 meals per day, 5 principles to live by. It's all about 5. I designed this approach for everyone, including myself and seniors, for beginners, masters athletes, young people, old people. It's what I teach to my students who enroll in my mentorship training partner program. And if you're out there here in Vancouver, why don't you look at that? Why don't you say, you know what? It's time for me to get into action. It's time for me to get motivated, and I'm going to learn from Corey everything he knows about the training, but more specifically and more importantly, I'm going to find out what his secret is. I'm going to find out how it is that he gets to the gym day after day with energy and enthusiasm and keeps his shape and also applies that same ability of consistency to his diet. The secret, my friends, is that I simply want to do it because I love life and I want to stay well and I trust in the science. Exercise is not a dirty word. It should be embraced. It should be viewed as an essential component to the intellectual, integrated modern lifestyle and philosophy associated with achieving the highest level of health and quality of life. So train hard, train smart, and train natural. Think about all 3 of these components using your mind first. First, there's a component of intensity that many people do not understand or apply. Of course, natural means whole food, dietary supplements, and none of those crazy doping agents that destroy health and that are banned by most athletic associations because they're ruinous to human health. In simple terms, we have to use it or lose it. The concept of sarcopenia comes to mind here. Losing healthy functional lean mass is not ideal, and unlike days gone by, we now know why lean mass slowly disappears and fades away in the bodies of our senior citizens. But it begins at age 25, and here's the good news, it's preventable. Exercise creates within us a surplus of anabolic reserve and life, and that pushes out from inside against the forces that grind us down. This inner force is called negative entropy, and it counterbalances positive entropy, which can be explained through the science of physics and thermodynamics. The good news is that we know that there are forces working from within us and without that can be understood and controlled. In this regard, it is far better to know and understand reality than not. To last long enough in a functional state, to enjoy the wisdom and talent of our years, this is where the sense comes in. The pragmatic, wise, and calculated incorporation of physical exercise performed consistently and correctly until the day we hit the big wall and then disappear into the void. My friends, live long and prosper. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from philosopher and mathematician Plato, who was a student of Socrates and teacher to Aristotle. Lack of activity destroys the good condition of every human being, while movement and methodical physical exercise save it and preserve it.